بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وبعد. Let me first commence by putting on record my gratitude and appreciation to Qari Usama for that beautiful recitation of the Quran. May Allah preserve the Quran in his chest, and may Allah allow the legacy of the preservation of the Quran to continue in his progeny till Qiyamah. Honestly speaking, my mind was racing with me, and every 2 units of prayer was so intriguing and captivating that I was chopping and changing. Should I speak on this? Should I speak on that? And that's the beauty of the Quran. Everything in its excellency is just equal and great and amazing and phenomenal. And after deliberation throughout the nocturnal prayer, I kind of concluded during Salah on the theme of the 27 juz. By and large, this chapter deals, or this juz of the Quran deals with Jahannam and Jannat, paradise and hell. So I thought we'll focus or endeavor to just do some extracts and some anecdotes of what Allah has captured in this great juz of the Quran. But before we go into the actual discussion of Jannah, which is in Surah Rahman followed by Surah Waqi'ah, and it's also then interjected objectively in the divine sequence of Allah with mention of hell, Allah also speaks about life and death and then paradise and hell. So that would be just creating a platform on which I would hope to, you know, get you focused today. So in Surah Al-Hadid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a synopsis of human existence on earth. This again is the beauty of the Quran and the words of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a great message and a detailed message is encapsulated in few words. Comprehensive speech, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, is amongst the many privileges that Allah has given me. I'm a man of few words, but my speech is voluminous. So this is something we also learn from the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes you've got to give a message to be precise, and maybe I need to learn to be precise myself. So to be comprehensive, precise, but to the point. Now, if somebody tells you in 5 lines, sum up your life, you cannot even explain today in 5 lines. Never mind your life, leave alone your childhood, your youth, your old age, or in 2 lines tell me marriage. In 20 chapters you won't be able to explain marriage. But subhanallah, the beauty of the Quran, in one verse Allah summarizes and condenses human existence on earth from birth till death. اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا. Let it be known to you, let the matter be clear, explicit, unequivocal. إنما حصر, exclusive, there's nothing more to it but this. أنما الحياة الدنيا لعبٌ. The first phase of human existence, when a child exits the womb of his mother and achieves the different milestones as he progresses, his first introduction to planet Earth is nothing more than playing, amusement, entertainment. That's the first stage of human life. Not by my description or by your definition, by the very Allah who created us. So whatever Allah says is apt, is free from exaggeration, because Allah has created us. When we praise someone, we elevate him. When we disgrace someone, we go beyond the mark. We lose the levels of balance in recognizing or condemning people. But whatever Allah says is free from the extremes and is in absolute balance. So the first phase of human life is la'ibun. La'ibun in Arabic means you're playing. A child has a rattle, he has something in his hand, he plays with it, kicks a ball, some form of amusement and entertainment. La'ibun. And after that phase moves on, اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو. The child grows up, he's no more a toddler, he's no more 4, he's no more 5, he's now 7, 8. Now he needs something stronger, something more real, something more tangible, something from a merry-go-round, he needs to go to a circus, from a regular park, he needs to go to a theme park, from a basic thing, he needs to go to something more advanced. The very thing, and this is the amazing thing as we move on, what fascinated him yesterday depresses him the next day. And this pattern continues unabated. This pattern continues unabated. I often speak about the young boy who wanted a yo-yo when he was a child, and his dad couldn't deliver for whatever constraints he had. But it was in the back of his mind, my son asked me a yo-yo and I've never lived up. Whether real or not, the moral still remains. And then the boy grew up and he evolved and he matured and he traveled and he studied and he graduated and he returned. But in the back of the father, I still owe this to my boy. And the Prophet ﷺ had warned us before Qiyamah, a time will come, أَدْنَا صَدِيقَهُ وَأَقْصَى أَبَاهُ, where a man will feel pride and honor and respect to be introduced by his classmate, his peer, his colleagues, his business associate, his travel companion, but he'll feel embarrassed to be identified by his father. He'll feel disgraced. Tell us, who's your father? You know, Dr. So-and-so, we are colleagues. Tell us, who's your father? You must have heard this guy. Yeah, we do business together. No, I'm asking you, you won't know my dad. He's an old guy. Sorry, but that's my father. Almost a sense of embarrassment. Almost a sense of, like, dad, this is corporate, this is up class, these are high flyers, you know, can you be a bit dignified, can you be a bit cultured, dad, can you just attire yourself properly? The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, adna sadiqahu, he will draw his friend close, aqsa aba, he will distance his father. May Allah save us, may Allah protect us, may Allah give us the true love for our parents. So he moves on. So anyway, the dad, when the boy returns and graduates, the father comes and gives him the yo-yo, wrapped up, and he takes it one side. When he gets home and he opens it up, he's appalled, he's insulted, he's violated. He rings his dad up. He says, dad, I'm not the lad anymore. I'm not the kid in your house. I'm grown up. These are my degrees. You need to know. You understand the profile of who I am. And his father is like, yesterday, my son, this yo-yo thrilled you, and today it depresses you. Let not the degree of today, which is thrilling you today, disappoint you tomorrow before Allah. Let it not be the glory of today, the ambience of today, the reception of today, you know, all that is around you, bring disgrace and disrepute to you on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah says in the description of the Quran, in the description, and that's the beauty of the Quran. Anybody else that repeats something, it's monotonous. But you heard Surah Rahman, you're excited to hear فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ all the time. And that's an irrefutable reality. Not for those who only understand, but even for those who don't understand. It's just so amazing. But if a person repeats himself, it's boring, it's monotonous, move on, change your focus. It doesn't keep up with eloquence, with balagha, with fasaha. But that's Quran. لا يخلق عن كثرة الرد, the narration of Tirmidhi. Repetition doesn't allow monotony to set into the words of the Quran, because that is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we move on from la'ibun, it becomes lahwun. Now he's a bit more up. He needs to have something more advanced. It must be more sophisticated. It's before, when a child is small, you buy the Eid clothing and you give it to him. Now it's no. Just deposit the money into my account and I'll go and I'll buy it. It's of a different age. It's a different age. So I'm just going through it quickly. Allah says that's the first stage. La'ibun wa lahwun. And then he moves on. He becomes adolescent. He comes into his teens. He gets into his youth, where he's into his prime, where he's into his beauty. When a child is small, and as a parent, you have this deep concern. Listen, myself, my son, keep yourself attired. Tomorrow, I don't want to get married. It's all right. I'm not worried about married and girls and women and all that. No, I'm fine. Okay, good luck. All the best. And then suddenly, as he just hits that 14, 15 mark, suddenly extended hours by the mirror. Now he's particular about scars on his face. There's a blemish on his skin. There's pigmentation here. He's taking this pill. He's worried to blend this and that. The Quran says he's moved on to, he's evolved into, this is a verse of the Quran, to the third stage. What is it, oh my Lord? Wazina. Wazina. It's all about adornment. It's all about fashion. It's all about brand. It's all about matching. Life in its entirety revolves around that. He doesn't see beyond. He doesn't see. When he looks back, you fool. You naive, you silly, you stagnating at this year. These are not gadgets and devices to play, man. You got to dress, you got to look cool. This got to blend like this, this got to look cool like this year. He moves into the third stage. In one verse of the Quran, Allah summarizes human existence. I'lamu, Allah says, understand, let it descend into the depth of your heart. There's nothing more. Innama in Arabic, it's actually anna, on which makaffa becomes, you know, enters onto it. It's hasr, it's exclusive. This is the absolute reality. There's nothing this way to it, nothing the other way to it. So he moves on to this year. Zinatun, adornment, beautification. The hadith of Bukhari, the Prophet ﷺ said, Bainama rajulun, in the previous nations a man was walking, murajjilun, he had combed his hair, he was well attired.
And while walking, just a sense of pride got into him, man. Look at yourself. Just see how you dress, man. You know, that sense, that ego was whispering to him. Just look at how well. Look at the branding you are wearing. Probably you drive in a car and it comes. And the whispers can happen to me, can happen to you. Nay, it happened to the giant Umar ibn Khattab. But they dealt with it instantly and immediately. While we stagnate and we procrastinate in addressing these issues and resolving these crises. Umar radiallahu anhu was walking and a whisper came into him. Man dha afdal minka ya Umar. Umar, after all, if everybody is saluting you, there has to be some good to you. Umar, if the world is saluting you, there has to be. Immediately he comes in the masjid. He assembles, he announces that gather, everybody must gather, they assemble and congregate. And then he says, sorry to interrupt your schedule. I just need to remind you people of a period of my life, probably unknown to you. Prior to Islam, I was a young boy and I was a shepherd. I would take the flock, graze it, return at sunset, and they would give me a handful of dates. I just thought I'd keep you informed about this aspect of my life. But I'm done, you people can leave. So people are like, now, makes sense now. We're busy, we engage, we're occupied. You interrupt our mundane activities only to tell us that you were a shepherd back in your days. How does this tie up? How do you reconcile? Nobody would dare approach Umar. They nudge Abdurrahman ibn Auf. Abdurrahman, you go. Please speak to Umar and like, you know, please. Let's be real and pragmatic. Umar radiallahu anhu said, apologies if I have taken up your time. But my ego was inflated and I needed to deflate it at any cost. I needed to deflate my ego at any cost. I just needed to cut it in size. And hang on. I mean, today your ego is inflated. There's a whisper in you, pull back. Okay, call your employee and apologize. No. That's not me. I don't do that. The hadith of Bukhari, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this man is walking, clad well, proud. Allah just ordered the earth to split. It caved in, closed him. That was the end of him and life continued without him. Just wiped out clean. The hadith of Bukhari, إِذْ خُسِفَ بِهِ. Walking arrogant, I'm driving in my car, branded. May Allah give us humility. May Allah grant us humility. May Allah save us from pride. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting and a woman passed by. And then they said, is that man Muhammad that the world raves about? He said, yes. Oh, very much like a servant and a slave. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that's my accolade that I'm a servant and a slave. That's my pride that I'm a servant. أَنَا أَكُلُ كَمَا يَأْكُلُ الْعَبْدُ أَنَا لَا أَكُلُ مُتَّكِئًا. I never recline and eat. I never recline and eat. I'm not even going into the medical harms of reclining, stretching your feet, your gaze focus on a particular screen or pursuing a particular program or reading something else. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I eat like a servant and a slave. May Allah bless us with the true humility. So then the third stage was zina. Now that's life. You speak to the youth, typical, our youth that would be shopping and probably shop. Listen, see what's happening in the Middle East. You heard this crisis. Yeah, but I need something good for Eid. Like, can you try and digest? No, the gaze is blocked, it's obscured, it's a cut-off point here. For me now, my life, my focus, my vision is what I'm dressing and how I clad myself with. Nothing beyond. Allah says, and then what happens? He moves on and comes into supposed our stages where we now circumspect. We've got it, our head screwed on properly. Now, وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. Now it's mutual rivalry. Where you stay? Which part? Upper, lower Houghton? Okay. Which clusters? Upper end, lower end? Which market? Okay. Where you go on holiday? What you travel? Economy, business? Where you book? Who's your agent? Which hotels you stay in? Nice, wonderful. Where you shop? Okay, good stuff. What brand? People look at you, look at the watch, they look at the wallet, they look at the song. Yeah. Sheikh is up. It's cool. That's it. The eyes sizing you up. The Quran says that's the next stage. That's the next stage. And you look at, now look at these youngsters, Mary Joania. This is now, is this life now? Now is this life? Each one goes through the next stage. He looks back at the previous stage and he laughs. He mocks. He said, this is not real. You need to grow up. You need to grow up. And then Allah says, it ends here. And then you come in Akhirah and you look back at yourself and you only cry. كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ. The similitude, the parable is like rain. أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ نَبَاتُهُ. The rain came down. The grass became green and lush. Again, the Quran uses an amazing phrase. It became appealing to the disbeliever. There are two explanations to this. I don't want to go into too much linguistics. Kuffar literally means one who conceals or hides. So linguistically, the word kuffar could also refer to a tiller and a farmer because he plants the seed in the ground. While academically, there are two dimensions here. Allah says that the grass grows, it becomes green and lush, blossoms, it looks appealing. Allah didn't say it looks appealing to the tiller or to the farmer, it looks appealing to the disbeliever. If we take the common translation, it looks appealing to the disbeliever. The scholars of tafsir again raise an objection that something that is green and beautiful, lush and conspicuous, awesome and gorgeous and attractive is beautiful to one and all, believer or disbeliever. Why does Allah say it is beautiful to the disbeliever? And this is the beauty of the Quran. I swear by Allah, the scholars of tafsir, they dissect every format. So for example, in the six juz, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَاءَ. In one place, Allah brings the word Allah forward, and in the other place, the same ayah, same wording, but one place the word Allah comes forward, in another verse, the word Allah comes thereafter. There's 6 pages written of this in tafsir. 6 pages written in all the intricacies and the grammar and the profound nature of all this here. So the scholars say that when it's green and lush and beautiful, Allah says it's appealing to the disbeliever, because a believer, anything of this world, even if it's attractive, it doesn't consume him. He doesn't get blown away. He says it's beautiful, but the real beauty is akhirat. It's wonderful, but the absolute pinnacle is akhirat. So a believer is not blown away by anything of this world. His gaze is on akhirah. And I'll just give you some tantalizers or some taste buds of what Allah has spoken of Jannah today. Be it as it may, the grass looks green, lush, beautiful, awesome, impressive to the tiller. But then Allah says the season has to change. And it can't be green and lush all the time. The greenness becomes yellowness. And the greenness starts to wither and it becomes dry. That very same young man who was passionate about his skin and about, you know what, if the tailor or the barber hit a miss, Lord, take care. Lord, behold, if the tailor or the barber, and then comes a time there's no hair. I was just reading about one celebrity now who spent like 20, I don't know how many crazy, inconceivable figures to do some, you know, growth and get his hair back and do some surgery and whatever else. Subhanallah. There comes a time there's no skin left, leave alone pigmentation. That's the analogy of the Quran. كَمَثَلِ غَيْثِ like rain. أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارِ it's green, it's lush, looks appealing to the eye. ثُمَّ يَهِيجِ then it dries. فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرَّ then it becomes completely yellow. The man who would pride himself with his beautiful garden and his lushful green lawn. You don't park here, you play. Yeah, go play somewhere else. It's Ramzan, so I don't swear. You don't play soccer here. And then when the season changes, the dogs of the neighbor would come and pass urine on the same lawn. He was almost in a rage with his own child. He was almost in a rage with his own child. You don't come close to that car. You don't do this. That's my pride. But you see strong, mighty people just hunch down. And as time moves, they become slow and weak. I was just quoting now. In Ireland, one of my talks there, one of the quotes of the late Muhammad Ali, may Allah fill his grave with Noor, he said, he who views the world at 50, the same as he viewed it at 30, has surely wasted 20 years of his life. How profound. 30, the world is the absolute, it's all happening. But as you start moving on, man, like you honestly ask yourself, Ya Allah, how long am I going to chase and accumulate and amass? How long am I going to carry on like this, my Lord? When my eyes are going to open, that I need to start getting my act together to meet you, Allah. When is this going to hit reality? I come, I go back and forward. I was the first week in Canada, and I share this just as a motivation for others. So after I had completed my talk, we had a students program, and mashallah, it was well attended. A good 1,000 students came. Obviously, the Taraweeh prayer was late and the night was very little. So I started speaking from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. That was my talk. 2 a.m. to 2:30 was a Q&A, and then we broke for suhoor because at 3:15 imsak and siri ended. So I was kind of exhausted and tired, and just before I went, you know, you need a bit of motivation. There was a sheikh who led the prayer there, and I really enjoyed his recitation. So before I could approach him, he said, Sheikh, I would like to speak to you. Please give me 2 minutes of your time. I know people have swarmed you, but I would like to share with you something. So I said, that's fine. I went aside and he says, I lived the life of sin, crime, and every offense you can think of. A good 10 years ago, I was privileged to attend one of your talks, and that was a turning point in my life. And thereafter, I studied deen for 10 years, and I graduated as a mufti. Allah is my witness. It gave me... I said, Ya Allah, you did, my Allah. I was so down and lethargic, and I was so weak. I didn't have the courage to feel motivated. And I said, Ya man comes. And I share this and say this, not to blow my trumpet, because we don't know what Allah accepts. We really don't know what Allah accepts. But what I'm saying is, my brother, people are making choices in life. People are making choices in life. We need to make that choice, and it's in our hands. If we do it now, that's all Allah wants. Man ja'ahu al-maut wa huwa yatlubu al-ilm. He who dies, as long as he's engaged in deen, as long as he's engaged in the learning, the acquisition, and the dissemination of deen. So Allah says, then it becomes yellow, and then it withers. Wa fil akhirati adhabun shadeed. And in akhirah, there are only two options: the severe torment, or pardon and forgiveness from Allah. And this world is nothing but merchandise of delusion and deception. Nothing but merchandise of delusion and deception. I remember when I got married, there was a particular alim there. He says, I wish you well. Inshallah, all goes well for you. But let me be honest, all those plans that is going to work out and mine is going to be perfect, this is short term. Life is another story altogether. Then you get this whisper, nah, he's jealous. You know, maybe his marriage is not right. He's having issues there. Some man is telling you like this. How can you be like this, man? At least be positive, be optimistic. Inshallah, we're going to make it work out. And my child is going to be like this. You know, he said, my child is perfect. He said, yeah, it must be the first edition. And then, how long? And then you realize that that's it. It's just a pattern and it's a rhythm. But, you know, there's a verse in the 12 Juz. Mufti Shafi Sahib writes so amazing. وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنَّا رَحْمَةً ثُمَّ نَزَعْنَاهَا مِنْ إِنَّهُ لَيَؤُوسٌ كَفُورٌ وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَاهُ نَعْمَةً. Allah said, and if I have to make man taste difficulty. And then Allah said, if I have to make man taste prosperity. And from this ayat, he deduces that in this world, there is no prosperity or adversity. It's just the taste of both. There's no joy. I mean, how much joy is there in this world? Let's be honest, my brother. They are all wealthy individuals, intellectuals. We're grappling with the Eid menu. There's nothing left for Eid. Prawns, you've done it yesterday and today. Biryani, you ate it dry. You've exhausted everything in the menu. There's nothing to look forward to for Eid. My father talks of his childhood memories. He says, as a child, I remember Romani cream biscuits was a privilege. Right? We didn't see that day, and probably many old folks would identify. But let's be honest. What is there left in this world? We've exhausted it all. We don't know what to do anymore. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that that is the condition of this world. Now, Allah then asks a question, and I'm just selecting verses of what we recited today. My aim and my motivation is, I hope I can stimulate somebody here to start studying the Quran. Wallahi al-azim, my brother, I cannot tell you the excitement, the thrill, the pleasure, the euphoria, the jubilation that grips the heart of a wicked, fallible mortal like myself. And how it consumes me, and I just tear up. And I say, my Lord, as wicked as I am, you have conferred this privilege to me. Allah asks a question, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Is it not time? These are the words of the Quran we read today. Is it not high time for the believers now to submit and surrender to Allah in totality? You know, you call your son now, like, come, now you've grown up, now it's over now. I can't be telling you this year. Tomorrow you married, you're a father yourself. You need to take care of yourself. Now, we've passed that stage. Take care of it. I can't be behind you. Allah is asking, is it not time that you realize for yourself the focus of your life has to change, the priorities of your life has to change? Then we recited about death. Allah poses a question and Allah creates the scenario of the dying person in the concluding verses of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ. Oh my Allah. Why not when the soul reaches the collarbone? Why not when the soul reaches the collarbone?
وأنتم حينئذ تنظرون.
And you family members have converged and congregated around the dying person.
ونحن أقرب إليه منكم ولكن لا تبصرون.
But with our knowledge and our power, we are closer to the dying person than you are, but you see us not.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
And then, والتفت الساق بالساق.
والتفت الساق بالساق.
Many explanations, the calf of one leg envelopes on the calf of the other.
Ibn Abbas says, this day is very, very unique.
آخر يوم من الدنيا أول يوم من الآخرة.
The last day of this world, the first day of آخرة.
قيل من راق.
People are saying at that stage, no, not medical doctors. The words of the Quran.
Get somebody. You got parelu pani.
من راق. Is there anybody to blow?
Is there anybody who knows some charm?
Is there anybody who knows some reading?
Is there anybody who has some ayat of the Quran?
من راق. من راق.
وَلَقَدْ أَتَوْا. And the dying person is saying, the Arabic poet encapsulates this.
وَلَقَدْ أَتَوْا بِالطَّبِيبِ كَيْ يُعَالِجَنِي وَلَمْ أَرَى الْيَوْمَ الطَّبِيبَ يَنْفَعُنِي.
The dying person is saying, I cannot talk to you, but the poet is saying, I can hear them saying, call this doctor, get the pulmonologist, get the specialist, get the cardiologist, but I cannot communicate.
Listen, I'm dying, the doctors are not going to help.
The dying person is saying, this is the Arabic poet saying,
وَلَقَدْ أَتَوْا. And they brought بِالطَّبِيبِ, with the physician, كَيْ يُعَالِجَنِي, to treat me,
وَلَمْ أَرَى الْيَوْمَ الطَّبِيبَ يَنْفَعُنِي. And I know the day of my cure has gone.
سَيَخْرُجُ الرُّوحُ مِنِّي.
My soul is about to depart.
وَصَارَ رِيقِي مُرًّا حِينَ غَرْغَرَهَا.
And the first thing that's going to happen, I was very proud about my dress and my attire and my hygiene. My mouth is going to become bitter and sour and my saliva is going to be unpleasant.
Anyway, وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقُ.
People are asking, where is he going?
إِلَى رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمَسَاقُ.
He's going. Where is he going? He's going to Allah.
These are the verses of the Quran.
Yet, we continue with the discussion.
فلولا إن كنتم غير مدينين أي مجزيين.
If you claim there's no retribution, and if you claim you're not answerable, then Allah gives an open challenge.
Stop the departing soul. Halt the exiting soul.
Let's just put it on hold.
ترجعونها.
Just anyway, hang on, we've got family members still coming. They're catching a flight. Yeah, just hang on. Relax, man. You can't just do this to us now.
The words of the Quran, ترجعونها. ترجعونها.
Please relax. You are feeble, you are helpless, you are hopeless. And that's the theme of the Quran, every one of us. And then we have pride and we have arrogance.
Where does it come? Where does it fit into?
فَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ.
Yes, if he's from amongst the very close servants of ours,
tell him nothing to panic. It's all sorted out.
فَرَوْحٌ وَرَيْحَانٌ.
It's ease, it's fragrance, and it's paradise.
وَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينَ.
And if it's also from the people of the right, which is a stage in paradise.
فَسَلَامٌ لَكْ. فَسَلَامٌ لَكْ.
Then greetings to you from Allah.
سَلَامٌ قَوْلًا مِنْ رَبِّ الرَّحِيمِ.
The narration of Ibn Majah. One of the greatest spiritual ecstasy for the occupants of paradise is they will receive the salams of Allah. They will receive.
وَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ الظَّالِينَ.
But if he was one who denied death, and he denied Allah,
فَنُزُلٌ مِّنْ حَمِيمٍ.
His hospitality will be done with boiling water of hell.
وَتَصْلِيَةُ جَحِيمٍ.
And he will be made to enter into hell. And we recited this also in the same surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ أَيُّهَا الظَّالُّونَ الْمُكَذِّبُونَ.
Oh, the deviant deniers.
لَآكِلُونَ مِنْ شَجَرٍ مِّنْ زَقُّ.
This is not a fairy tale. This is not a thumb suck, my brother. These are the words of Allah. How often do I sit and reflect and introspect? I think of old age. I think of Alzheimer's. I think of dementia. I think of diabetes. I think of retirement. I think of being retrenched. I think of crime. I think of exploring other horizons. I think of future. I think of my children. I think of instability. I think of insecurity. What about my grave?
What about my grave?
We went through what lengths in this world to give us what ease and comfort, but nothing. I was been mentioning this in few of my talks. Now I was in Australia for Ramadan 2-3 years ago, and then we had iftar at a brother's house. and then I needed to use the washroom, getting ready for salah. So after I used the washroom, I'm like rotating my gaze, there's no can, there's no water. Oops, there's a paddy on the wall. Gentle rinse, intense rinse, anal, front, male, female, flatulence, press, light. Hang on, your rinse. Says, hold.
Have we gone to that level to clean ourselves? I don't have an issue with that, but what have I done for my grave? Literally. So I'm knocking on the door. Sheikh, you fine? No, I'm not fine. Like, what's the issue? Why, you know what? Get me a badri, man. Get me a lota, man. Get me a can, a water can. Yeah, you know you water the can. Get me a water can, man. I mean, this is a bit too sophisticated for me. Literally, this front, back, anal, you know. I'm being euphemistic. There were other terms there as well. And it obviously sprouts out and, you know. And what have I done for my grave, my brother? What have I done for my grave? Now I've got to think long term. Shall we make a dua here? I'm looking at this here. Once I'm done here, I want to build this here. Children are now 8, 9, but tomorrow they'll be big. And inshallah, even the grandchildren, you know. Oh, wow. Wow, wow. Build this, develop this, establish this here. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam passes by. Whose building is this? So and so. Okay. Sahaba said, he said nothing, but we seen disapproval on his face. The companion came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi alayhi sallam turned his face away. He came to us, he said, I went to Nabi alayhi sallam, gave us a cold shoulder. I went up, and he was just withdrawn from me. He said, yeah, you know what, we passed by your development taking place. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked us, and we told him it's yours, and we didn't say anything else. His facial expressions were unhappiness. Okay, that's enough. He goes back, he halts the entire thing and demolishes it to the ground. This is work in progress. This is money invested. This is energy. My Nabi's blessings are not there. Today a man will go ahead, his mom's blessings are not there, his parents' blessings are not there. Nobody. It's my money. Who's going to tell me what? I remember when I was in my final year, Qari Siddiq Sahib Rahmatullah in 96, a great scholar and a great legend. He was visiting our shores and we were privileged to get an exclusive meeting with him because we were the grade 18 students. And just we asked for him from his vastness of knowledge to give us some advice. And in that he said, don't become independent in your decisions. Don't think you're the ultimate. Now you graduate 18, now you're on top. You don't consult, you don't ask. Your vision is fine, it's concluded, it's ultimate. So Allah says, لَآكِلُونَ مِن شَجَرٍ مِن زَقُّومٍ. They will eat from the tree of Zakkum. In another verse of the Quran, لَا يُسْمِن. They're not going to bloat. وَلَا يُغْنِي مِن جُو. And it will not satisfy their hunger in any way. فَمَالِئُونَ مِنْهَا الْبُطُونَ. They will have to fill their bellies with it. I often give this here. You're driving, it's a long journey, you're flying, and you know, you're tired, you need somebody to give you something to drink. He takes out, you say, no, somebody backwash. Hey, it's alright, who wants that water? It's okay, I rather can be thirsty, who cares? 2 hours go, 3 hours, no petrol station, no garage. It's alright, bring that water, Sheikh. Bismillahilladhi la yudurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis samaa. Desperation will make you humble. You'll take out that same slice of bread that was half cut off. It wasn't buttered well. It was given off a bit of fungus. But hunger, travel, crisis, desperation will make you consume anything because you are restless. The Quran says the occupant of hell will scream out. The water offered to him from a distance will burn the layers of skin on his face. وَإِن يَسْتَغِيثُ وَإِن يَسْتَغِيثُ يُغَاثُ بِمَاءٍ كَالْمَهْلِ يَشْوِ الْوُجُوهِ وَإِن يَسْتَغِيثُ. And if they ask for help, يُغَاثُ, they will be aided. بِمَاءٍ, with water. Yashwi, shawa yashwi in Arabic literally means to roast. What you say, braai and barbecue? It will braai your skin from a distance. بِئْسَ الشَّرَاب. Wicked indeed is that as a drink. وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقَى. And the most evil place to recline. Suku, again, no choice. Nothing else. How can a believer run? By Allah, read the Quran, my brother. Study the Quran. Make your children understand the Quran. I have achieved nothing and you've achieved nothing if we haven't learned the message of the Quran. We go through crisis in our life daily. And I've said this and I'll repeat this. And you come for Maghrib prayer and you come for Isha prayer, and then the Imam recites, and wallahi what he recites is the answer to all your crisis of the day. The folly is yours, the answer was given, you never understood the message. Whole day you grappling with 1,000 thoughts, and it happens to me every single day. And then I come for Salah, for Fajr, and it's like, I just listen to what's been recited, and there I get the inspiration, there's the message, there's the relevance. Allah, I got it, Allah, I got the answer. So Allah is giving you the answer every day in your life, at these crossroads, at these dilemmas, at this catch-22 situations, but I never bothered to understand what was recited. It didn't intrigue me, it didn't bother me. فَمَالِئُونَ مِنْهَا الْبُطُونَ فَمَالِئُونَ مِنْهَا الْبُطُونَ. They will fill their bellies with it. فَشَارِبُونَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْحَمِيمِ. They will drink the boiling water. فَشَارِبُونَ شُرْبَ الْهِيمِ. Heem is the plural of the word hayma. They will gulp that boiling water like a thirsty camel. هَذَا نُزُلُهُمْ يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. Tell them, this is how we will receive them, and that's our hospitality for them. Nuzul in Arabic means hospitality. قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا جَهَنَّمَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ نُزُلًا. This is how we have made, and this is what we have prepared for the dwellers of hell in terms of their hospitality. In the 27th juz, in great detail, Allah speaks about paradise. And it's human nature that if you want to give anybody an incentive, or you want to inspire him, or you want to motivate him, you tell him the perks, you tell him the privileges, you tell him the positive sides. Allah hasn't held back. Allah has lavishly opened up description of paradise. Just look at the verses today. I'm just selecting of what we recited today. Look at this kindness of Allah. I mean, you travel often, and you see that if a family gets onto a flight, and they're traveling together, but their seating is not together, it disrupts the whole excitement. They want to be together. Unless otherwise, I told you recently, I shared that joke with you. I was coming back from Dubai, sitting in business class. I sat down in my seat, and then this couple walked in. And then, so the lady had a seat next to me. The husband was there in front. So I'm particular about my aisle seat. So I said, gentlemen, you can, you know, occupy the seat. I'm fine there. I need a break. I said, no problem. Point taken. Point taken there. We're on one page. I know what you're talking. Yeah. It's like, whoa, man, real. And the man came in, a courtesy, I'm sitting, as long as I got a seat that's, you know what, good for me and doesn't restrict my movement, please come in, I need a break. Well, holiday wasn't too good, must have cost him an arm, couple of legs, yeah. Maybe he'll have to do, you know what, shopping on board also, you know. So, when you're traveling, you want your family to be together with you, each one. You want interlinking rooms. You want all together. Now look at this here. Look at Allah Akbar. Now this is, our deen is real, my brother. Our deen is real. May Allah protect our iman. May Allah preserve our iman. May Allah give us the love of our deen. It's not sufficient to be a Muslim. You need to be a passionate believer. You need to love your faith. You need to be assertive about your faith. You shouldn't be apologetic about your faith. We're not saying you must be condescending to others. I'm not saying that. Let me qualify my statement. So, inevitably, if a particular member goes into paradise, there's going to be discrepancy and disparity of rank between the family members. Probably one makes it to the higher paradise, the son, the daughter, the father, the son, we don't know. And then the others will make it to a lower level. Now the one that's in the pinnacle at the highest level is excited that he's in paradise, but he's sad that others are not with him. Now how do we resolve this crisis? One of two options. Demote the one on the upper level to the lower level so you can come down. So when somebody comes from economy class to business class, sorry sir, you are free to go to the economy class, but we wouldn't allow economy passengers in business class. It's against protocol. This cabin is sealed and curtains are closed, and yeah, thank you. Sorry, you can meet the gentleman afterwards. You're free to speak to him, you know what, through your phone or whatever it is. So as a business class passenger, as a first class passenger, you can come to business class, you can go to economy, but someone from economy is not allowed to come in. That's the norm of the world. So one is demote those that are on the upper level to the lower level, but then that kind of borders with deprivation or tantamount to
your right being taken away from you because you enjoy a greater level and you've been demoted, which is not fair. And Allah is free from all forms of injustice. So now how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explain to us, and how does Allah resolve this? And we recited this here so beautiful in the Quran.
وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who bring iman, وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانِ,
and their offspring follow in compliance with faith. You've got to come with your own passport of iman. If you don't come with your passport, we can't help you. You must have a ticket together. You have a ticket, then we will arrange the classes.
وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ.
Allah says, for the joy of the occupant at the highest level, not to deny him any excitement, we will promote and upgrade and uplift the other family members and unite them with that member in the highest level of Jannah.
I mean, how often you travel in? And they say, sir, you've been promoted to first class. But just you, because you're a platinum, not your wife. No, like this year. I mean, I've seen this year. So now, if you're not going to promote both of us, I'll rather stay where I am.
We're not going to give you a double promotion, one promotion. Allah says, we will promote all members to one member who enjoys the higher level.
وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ كُلُّ امْرِئٍ بِمَا كَسَبَ رَهِينٌ.
Now let's just walk through some of the discussions of Jannah. In this verse today we recited in the 27 juz, Allah reminds us of another tomorrow. You say today, tomorrow, the next day, the following day.
سَيَعْلَمُونَ غَدًا مَنِ الْكَذَّابُ الْأَشِرُ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ.
What's the score like for tomorrow? What's unfolding tomorrow? Are you prepared for tomorrow? Tomorrow they will know. And in some verses, Allah has drawn Qiyamah so close that Allah hasn't referred to it as tomorrow. Allah has referred to it as now. Now let me give you a simple example. Allah says,
فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ.
Today the believers will mock at the disbelievers who mocked at them in this world. A child probably observing the first fast, and really we have it easy. I mean, I landed yesterday from Ireland, 20 hours fast, my brother. 20 hours, you know. 10 o'clock we were breaking fast. From 10 till 2:30, you're done with Maghrib, Iftar, Isha, Tarawih and Seri. So Allah has been extremely kind, and we have very simple and easy fast. Our day is so short, there isn't enough time to get hungry. The night is so short, there isn't enough time to eat. So, what does the Quran say? The tomorrow. There is another tomorrow. A child is observing a fast. And it's his first fast. And it's 3 o'clock. And I says, I want to break the fast. And he says, no. And after 10 minutes, he says, oh, where now? But now he's not understanding. We don't mean literally now, but trust us, it is now. And Allah says, Qiyamah is now. It's not now, but it's now. If you identify with my parable, with the logic and the rationale. The child is like fasting. Listen now. Now you cannot afford to break your fast at 4 o'clock. It doesn't make sense. Before you know, the sun will set. Okay, he's counting one. You know, they jumped in the car, and then the father said, listen, nobody must ask us when we're going to get there. We're only going to get there when it's dark.
Dad, how long left for dark?
So Allah refers to Qiyamah as today. Allah brings it so close in this verse. Now, just look at this here. You say, I want to go with the family, the extended family, beautiful. Look at these descriptions of Qiyamah and Jannah. May Jannah become a reality in our lives, my brothers. Oh my word. Allahu Akbar. So Allah says,
يَتَنَازَعُونَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا لَا لَغْوٌ فِيهَا وَلَا تَأْثِيمٌ.
There will be this merry atmosphere, this joyous ambiance, this relaxing environment.
يَتَنَازَعُونَ, they will be mutually arguing with one another, playing with one another.
Where I take your vessel, you take my vessel. You know, when you see those couples fighting. No, they're on honeymoon. Oh, okay, right now I was a bit confused. No. All right, then I understand what's happening. So you don't know if it's, which way this is going. Is this a bit of an argument, or this is now really making the best of play and fun and excitement and just having good casual time with one another, teasing, tickling, pulling, laughing, and the words of the Quran,
يَتَنَازَعُونَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا. I will snatch your vessel, you'll snatch my vessel. لا لغون, no arguments, no vain talk, ولا تأثين, no sin. ويطوف عليهم غلمان, and the lands of paradise, who will be serving, who will be doing the serving, the Quran uses different descriptions to them. Number one, لؤلؤ مكنون, they will be like hidden pearls. In another verse of the Quran, they will be manthura, like scattered pearls. They will be like scattered pearls. Mukhalladun, they will remain young and beautiful and attractive at all times. Amongst the many discussions that the dwellers of Jannah will have while they'll meet, وَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ, they'll start speaking about life in this world. We were living and then you died and I came after, and I was stressing about my grave and you were stressing about your grave. You go through immigration, how was it? It was alright. What he asked? No, everything was fine. How was passport control? It was fine. Customs was okay. You come out, you discuss, you update one another. Was it bad? Was it simple? وَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ, mutually they will chat. And then they start reviving this world and these discussions. قَالُوا إِنَّا كُنَّا قَبْلُ فِي أَهْلِنَا مُشْفِقِينَ, we were really stressed, we were really worried, we were really distraught. But honestly speaking, we've done and we threw and we year. فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَوَقَانَا عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ, Allah had pitied us and saved us from the heat of hell. أَفَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَيِّتِينَ, are we not going to die again? Oh my word, this is the greatest joy. You know, before your final exams, it's your last exams. But when you come out of that, you're screaming, I'm not writing again. Hang on, relax, okay, good luck, we're happy you graduated. But for you, it's like one chapter behind. You've closed one chapter, you're done with that. You've moved into another thing, only to then face the challenges of life. So in that excitement, they will ask, are we not going to be dying? No, we won't be dying. إِنَّ هَذَا لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ, then really, this is something for which we should aspire. Now, how often, while we're discussing, what are the interjections to this vision and the acquisition of this goal? Often it's wealth, often it's temptation, and often it's bad company. And that's the verse of what we recited today. أَفَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي تَوَلَّى وَلِيدْ بِنْ مُغِيرَ, he came, you sitting and listening to my humble talk, it motivates me, it motivates you, not my words, but the words of Allah. Walid bin Mughira is passing by, Nabi Sassim is talking of paradise and hell, he sat down, it captured his heart. Tears came in his eyes. He said, no man, this is real. This is real. You can't fake up something like this here. He started changing his approach. He started inclining towards Islam. His peers got wind of this. They said, I mean, this is crazy. This is ludicrous. This is bizarre. We'll never digest this. What is this that you are abandoning, forsaking and embracing the faith? He said, but hang on man, I heard this man's words. Inni khashitu azab Allah. The way he described hell, that's real. That is real. When you stand at the grave, my brother, ponder, reflect, look at that grave. I cannot manage darkness in a room in which I live, where I can walk myself to the light and on it. I can walk myself to the bathroom and relieve myself. I know not in which pit of the grave, at which location I will rest, and my waiting period in the grave will be longer than my stay on earth. But I never took active measures to bring any light to this grave. The giant, the legend, Sayyidina Uthman cried the most at the grave. Death, he didn't cry. He used to sit there and sob uncontrollably. And people said, but why, O Uthman? He said, if this is in order, I don't have fear of the subsequent stages. But if it goes wrong here, there's no hope beyond. If it goes wrong here, there's no hope beyond. So if this is in order and that goes right, how often in these du'as of iftar and sari, Allah give me a good death, Allah make it well, Allah let me not die properly, let me die nicely, let me die clean, Allah. Let me delete my trail of evil, let me wipe out my legacy of evil, Allah. Let me be in good terms with my spouse, with my children, with my neighbors, with my parents, with my associates. I've wiped up, my act is clean, anybody comes in there, it's all in order, oh my Allah. So anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this person. أَفَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي تَوَلَّى, have you seen the foolishness of this man? His friend came to him, Walid ibn Mughira's friend came and he said, listen, don't get so excited. And this is it now. That's Ramzan, right? 27 night, you're all going to cry a little bit, but now you can't carry on like that. Now relax. Relax, Shaf, it's eat now, it's okay now. Yeah. Yeah, take it easy, my brother. These are the kind of injections we get, and these are the kind of whispers we get, because those are the people we sit with. Those are the people we sit with. You have a choice to choose your friends. They say, be slow in making friends. But when thou art in, be firm and constant. Be selective. The Messenger ﷺ said that a man
will follow the creed and the values of not his parents or siblings or neighbors, but his friends. So he said, be very circumspect when you select, because you put in your faith on the line. You put in your whole morals on the line. Suddenly man is crossing continents and flying to see a match. Oh, what happened to you now? No, you know what? It's a buddy thing. It's a man's thing. It's a friend's thing. Okay? Now we have time, we have energy, we have stamina, we have money to travel so far and do so much. And if we are asked to sit for one kitab ta'aleem, it's a bit too much of us. Or to sit and acquire a little knowledge of Quran and learn the translation of Surah Fatiha, which I don't know. My Allah, I don't know what does Surah Fatiha mean. My child in grade 2 knows more than me. And that's also parrot fashion, be it as it may. I don't know that. So anyway, his friend comes and tells him, listen, hang on, you pay me monthly. You pay me monthly, and then I will avert the punishment in Akhirat from you. It's a verse of the Quran. And how often, naive, silly, foolish, we fall for these temptations. So he started paying his friend. He said, okay, as long as I'm safe, because, you know, I'm very particular about my body. Sayyidina Luqman told his son, oh my son, I'm not telling you disobey Allah or don't disobey Allah. This is the punishment of Allah. You decide how much strength you got to bear the azab of Allah, and from that you decide how much you want to disobey. I often, whenever I go through any pain, when I was studying, I used to have these aphthous ulcers in the mouth, and they tell you it's stress. And I used to say, Allah, this is so minute, and you have to see it microscopically. You stretch in your tongue, looking into the mirror, trying to magnify it. And it causes you pain, causes you fever, you cannot eat. I used to tell myself, I always, Ya Allah, this is the pain of one ulcer in my mouth, not so visible to the naked eye. The hadith of Bukhari, not the hadith of Bukhari, another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that تَلْفَحُ وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارُ وَهُمْ فِيهَا كَالِحُونَ, under this ayah, the upper lip of an occupant of hell will go to his head, while the lower lip will dangle to his belly. The lower lip will dangle to his body. لَوْ أَنَّ سِلْسِلَةً مِنَ السِّلْسِلَةِ الَّتِي ذَكَرَهَا اللَّهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ وُضِعَ عَلَى جَبَلٍ. If a chain which Allah has spoken about in the Quran, in which the occupant of hell will be shackled, has to be placed on any mountain of this world, the intensity of the heat would be such, it would penetrate to the seventh earth instantly. So he starts paying his friend for a few days, few months, then he says, but I don't get a printout. How do I know this is real? So wa'akda, he withdraws. Allah asked the question, Am lam yunabba' bima fi suhufi Musa? Was he not informed of what was captured in the scriptures of Musa alayhi salam? Wa Ibrahim alladhi waffa, and our loyal Ibrahim, our faithful Ibrahim. Allah taziru waziratun wizra ukhra. That no man carries the burden of another. You know, when your beloved is sick, you say, I wish I was in your pain and you were in my comfort. But the rhythm of life, the pattern of life is, I can sympathize with you. It's painful to see your son in pain. And if any parent could substitute, I'll sleep on the bed and discharge myself, my son. But I'm sorry, that's not how it works. Well, Allah says, don't you know, you go down in your grave yourself. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Fatima radiallahu anha, the hadith of Bukhari, Ya Fatima, salini ma shi'ti mimma li la ughni anki min Allahi shay'a. Fatima, this is your father. Ask me from what I have, but in akhirah your account will be separate, my account will be separate. If that is said to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's daughter, what will be my account and how will I fare before Allah? Then Allah referred to the nation of Nuh alayhi salam, وَقَوْمَ نُوحٍ مِّن قَبْلِ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوهُمْ أَظْلَمَ وَأَطْغَى. The nation of Nuh were greater oppressors and they were more rebellious. The scholars of tafsir ask why. Every nation, you know, rebelled and revolted and transgressed and violated the orders of Allah. Why did Allah say they were more arrogant? Simply because the Nabi was with them longer. So your crime becomes worse. If I'm 50 and I haven't changed, I'm worse than the man who hasn't repented at 30. If I'm 40, I'm more wicked than the man who hasn't changed at 20. Because Allah has given me extended life. Allah has given me so many more chances. Every nation transgressed. But Allah said, the nation of Nuh, Adlam. Adlam in Arabic is Ismet Tafzeel. They were more wicked. They were more evil. And the scholars of Tafsir say, why? Because their Nabi stayed with them for 1,000 years, 950, and you still didn't heed the message of a Nabi, then that makes your crime more severe. Few verses of Surah Ar-Rahman. I didn't even get into the discussion of Jannah. So really, brothers, this is real. Ar-Rahman, Allama al-Qur'an. Allah starts it. Rahman, the kind, the merciful. He taught the Qur'an. The scholars of Tafsir tie it up. In Surah An-Najm, Allah said, Jibreel alayhi salam taught the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allamahu shadeedul quwa. Who taught the Qur'an to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Jibreel. But then here Allah then elaborately explained that Jibreel was a medium, otherwise Allah was the teacher himself. Allah was the teacher himself. Now what does Allah describe here in Surah Ar-Rahman? Allah says his magnanimity is such, just selected verses. يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everybody who's in the heavens and the earth, every creature asks Allah respectively for their needs. There's just nobody, no angel, no prophet, no human, no mortal, no animal, no creature in the heavens or the earth, but that they call out to Allah. Kulla yawmin, the Mufassirin say, ya yawm is not in the muta'arif meaning of yawm. Kulla sa'a, at every second, at every moment, Allah is executing a different command. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenges. You know, sometimes your son gets a bit proud and arrogant. You say, ya, come, walk. Mr. Clever, know it all. Go, I want to see how much you'll make money and you'll beat your father and you'll put me in the back pocket. Yeah. Then he walks, mumbling away. No, Mr. Clever, show me all. See what you can do. Go, feel the weather outside and know what it is like. Allah asks a question, oh my Allah. Ya ma'shar al-jin wal-ins, in istata'tum, an tanfudu min aqtari as-samawati wal-ardi fanfudu. This is what you call al-amru lit-ta'jeez. In the 17 meanings of amr, one is ta'jeez. Oh, the group of man and jinn, if you have muscle, if you have clout, if you can walk the talk, if you are so proud, I challenge you, transcend the parameters of the heavens and the earth and exit from my empire outside my control. Boss tells, go work, I want to see who will pay you the salary. You'll work double and they won't give you half. Father tells his son, you hear these kind of command slogans. Allah asks the question, oh men and jinn, in istata'tum, if you have the ability, an tanfudu, to transcend, to exit, aqtar, the plural of the word qutr, the parameters, the peripheries, the boundaries of the heaven, fanfudu, let's see, go, run, to, what happened in 2 days, you're tired, you're back. Your friend was supposed to give you, and his father was so good, and he promised you a job, and you're going to fly overseas, and you will gather this great vision, what happened? No, he said, inshallah, next year. Yeah. It's only your father who will tolerate this nonsense of yours. You need to understand, my son. Yeah. This empire, it took me a lifetime to grow it. It didn't just happen overnight. Gee. No, I understand. Nothing. I told you that old man, Allah give him Jannat. I asked him for some advice. He was passionate to take me to one remote town. He said, please, you must come give a talk there. You people don't come to this small town. Okay, come, we'll come. Anyway. So I said, come give me some advice. He said, I was a kid. My father gave me advice. Gave me little, I heard it. Then he told me, he said, you register what I told you. So I said, no. He said, it went in one ear, came out in the other. I said, yeah, kind of. He said, that's also good. A time is going to come, it won't enter the first one, never mind exit the next one. It's not going to even enter the first one, never mind exit the next one. And there it is. I'm reading a book on teenagers and parenting and challenges. It's like, still you're not on that page and you're not talking that language. They're hearing, they're not listening. Like your words are there, but you can hear sounds. But they're not listening. May Allah guide our youth. فَانْفُذُوا لَا تَنْفُذُونَ إِلَّا بِسُلْطَانِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks a little bit about Jahannam as well. يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from everyone, how will you make us out? Out of all the ummah, the narration of Tirmizi, 120 rows of the entire creation will be formed. لَكُمْ مِنْهَا ثَمَانُونَ. 80 serfs of this ummah. Oh, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how are you going to make us out? غُرَّمْ مُحَجَّلِينَ مِنْ آثَارِ الْوُدُو. All my ummah, their faces and their limbs of ablution will have this distinct glow. فَمَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ مِنْكُمْ أَن يُطِيلَ غُرَّتَهُ فَلْيَفْعَلْ. If you can increase visibility, then do so. I'll recognize you that much quicker. Increase visibility, إِطَالَ غُرَّة. Read academically the jurist right, that you wash till your elbow is mandatory, above your elbow, meritorious to increase visibility so your Nabi can recognize you more swiftly.
Up till your ankles, mandatory. Beyond, meritorious. You go beyond the mark of duty to increase visibility. So that's how you will be.
But that's provided you make wudu, my brother. That's provided you make the ablution. Wallah, the ummah has talent.
When I was flying this first week back from Toronto, so I sat down in the flight, and then the crew came to me. I said, listen, I'm going to be fasting. I'm good. You know, don't disturb. I'll have my sleep. Anyway, I said this and I slept away. And when I got off, as I was disembarking, a sister came from the back. Brother, thank you so much. You know, I overheard you telling the crew that you're fasting. You actually motivated me to fast. And I said, the ummah has talent. Drop your prayer mat and five others will muster the courage to come and pray with you. Ask for a wuzu facility and three others will come and make wuzu. Open your Quran and you'll inspire others to read Quran. The ummah has talent. We just have to tap it, revive it, activate it. But that thirst is within the ummah. It is there. The spark is burning. Just tap in and you would see the amazing ability in this ummah. So Allah says the criminals will also be recognized. يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ فَيُؤْخَذُ بِالنَّوَاصِي وَالْأَقْدَامِ. The criminals will also be recognized by their four locks. They will be then gripped by their foreheads and by their feet. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which bounty of your Lord do you deny? And the question is almost certain that Allah is speaking about hell and the punishment and the torment. And then Allah asks, which favor of your Lord do you deny? And how do we reconcile the mention of a favor post the description of a torment? So Allah is speaking about hell and how evil and wicked and horrendous and nasty it is. And then Allah says, and which favor of your Lord do you deny? And the scholars of tafsir tell us, just as to advise somebody, eat this, it's healthy, you've been kind to him. Don't eat this, it's cancerous, you are just so kind to him. Whether you highlight the good food, that's a kind gesture, or you caution him from, probably cautioning him in a certain way, he has a different angle of a favor, don't touch this, don't eat this, whatever it is. So Allah says, this is evil, this is hell, don't do this, lest you end up in this place here. To run you through this page here, because this is the actual description. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. The one who fears the interview of his Lord. When you have an interview, going to get married, you're going for a visa, job interview. Worst case, it doesn't happen. That's it. You're going to be anxious, uneasy, distraught. Allah says, وَلِمَنْ and the one خَافَ fears maqam, the interview. I have to answer before Allah. One sahabi said, I'm not so worried about when Allah asks me what you did. I'm more worried when Allah is going to ask me why you didn't do this. You didn't perform this virtue, yes, why? Why? What am I going to say to my Allah? How am I going to answer my Allah? Huh? I was reading the quotation of Ibn Daqiq al-Eid. Oh, listen to this. He said, مَا تَكَلَّمْتُ كَلِمَةً إِلَّا أَعْدَدْتُ لَهُ جَوَابًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. In my whole life, I never uttered one word, but I prepared a response for that before Allah. I prepared a response. Allah, I'm saying, if Allah asks me why you said this, Allah, this is why I said this here. Ask yourself when you release that nasty SMS or you send that wicked WhatsApp, have you got your recourse? Allah is going to say, you send such dirty language, what's your recourse? What's your response? I have never uttered a letter in my life, but that I have given it the thought process, calculated myself, arrived at the response of this. Allah, I said this because of this. Allah, I said this because of that. مَا تَكَلَّمْتُ كَلِمَةً إِلَّا أَعْدَدْتُ لَهُ جَوَابًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. مَنْ سَرَّحَ, Ibn al-Jawzi قال, مَنْ سَرَّحَ لِسَانَهُ فِي أَعْرَاضِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ أَمْسَكَ اللَّهُ لِسَانَهُ عَنِ الشَّهَادَةِ عِنْدَ الْمَوْتِ. He whose tongue is loose in slandering Muslims, there is fear Allah will withhold the pronunciation of the kalima at the time of death. His tongue was too casual, it was too loose, it was just going, blurting, insulting, making derogatory remarks. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّ. One brother did me a favor, and then I thanked him. I said, what can I do? He said, I just do one small dua for me, man. So I said, what's it? I just make dua I can control my nafs. I said, what? Small. I'd rather pay you, my friend. I'd rather pay you, man. Control your nafs, Shaykh. That's a lifelong challenge, my brother. That's a lifelong. Just a small dua, man. Just a small dua. Just make sure I can look after this nafs of mine. Then I'm done, man. Once this nafs is in order, man, this thing starts, you know, whispering, screaming, asking, doing, demanding, provoking, inciting. It starts getting ideas, thoughts, whispers. The Quran said, put the one foot on your ego and the next foot in paradise. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقْ Then Allah says, oh man, ذَوَاتَ أَفْنَان So they are going to have this beautiful dense shade and this beautiful covering. فِيهِمَا عَيْنَانِ تَجْرِيَان Allah says, there are these two springs, تَجْرِيَان You know, they say the house is on the stilts. Then you can see the marine. You can see the reef sharks. You see the sunset. Oh man, tantalizing. Listen to Allah's description, my brother. I've been to Maldives, by the way. Tawata afnan فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمْ تُكَذِّبَانِ فِيهِمَا مِنْ كُلِّ فَاكِهَةٍ زَوْجَانِ Allah said, every type of fruit, we have a variety. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ Do you still deny my bounties, my boons and my favors? مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَى فُرُشْ They will be reclining on beds. You know, orthopedic, eco-friendly, environment-friendly, wonderful place. مُتَّكِئِينَ reclining عَلَى فُرُشْ On bedding. بَطَائِنُهَا بَطَائِنُهَا The lining of that bedding will be of fine silk. The logic, the scholars of tafsir say, this is the norm, that the inner, the lining is generally inferior. Allah didn't speak about the outer. Allah said, if it's internal and its lining is silk, run your imagination what the external will be. Generally, you see a man dressed well and everything, takes out his suit and you see the vest is torn, and then, you know, it's like a bit, you know, a triple bypass and it's all stitched up and it's scars and scabs and, you know, no. That the pillowcase is nice and you open the pillow and inside there is, you know what, the child has spewed or some other traces. No. The lining of that bedding will be fine silk. Muttaki'ina ala furushin, my brother, and this is not what I want to understand. And this is not what I'm excited about. And this is not what stimulates me. And this is not what gets me thinking. And these are not where my regrets are. Ya Allah, I've lost my taste buds. Ya Allah, I've lost my priorities. Ask myself, what have I achieved in my life? Muttaki'in, reclining, ala furush, beddings, bata'inuha, the lining, min istabrak, fine silk. Wajjanal jannatayni dan. And the fruit of both these orchards would be at arm's length. You can just pluck it away. You know, they pride themselves close to amenities, with a phone call, all these services, all these amenities, overlooking the view. And now when I was in Bolton, I was saying to Brother Zaid, so they put me up in a very beautiful hotel, and they gave me a nice suite, and it was overlooking a stadium from my, I mean, I got no interest in soccer, but whatever, maybe they meant well. But this view is like the whole pitch from my bed looking at the whole stadium and the whole, you know, pitch and the layout and the excitement. The perfect view. Probably if you're into it, that's an ideal spot. The Quran says you would be reclining. Fruit at an arm's length. وَجَنَ الْجَنَّتَيْنِ دَانِ And then it goes without saying. You're having it together. You're enjoying everything. I always tease my hosts when I was now in Canada also, Allah reward them, they give you this beautiful big suite and lovely one room here, one room there, fruit. I said, leave me alone. You know what I mean alone? I don't mean I want to. I was like, what's the excitement? Beautiful. You know, there's a presidential suite, Shah. Yeah, good. Fridge is full and I got 4 hours of night. I said, you're testing me if I fast properly or not. You fill the fridge and you give me 4 hours of eating. Right? You cannot. Allah has made us. You cannot enjoy anything without a woman. This is how Allah has created us. Look at how Allah says, may Allah bring modesty to my gaze. May Allah bring modesty to your gaze. May Allah bring integrity. May Allah bring loyalty. May Allah bring fidelity to me. فِيهِنَّ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِ فِيهِنَّ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِ In that are damsels, modest in their gaze. Qasirat, their gaze will be dropped. One explanation of this ayat is, they will be so beautiful that their gazes will not only be dropped, their beauty will be such that their husband's gazes will drop and it will be fixed on them, it won't roam anywhere else. Such beauty of their spouses. فِيهِنَّ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِ لَمْ يَطْمِثْهُنَّ No human or jinn deflowered them. No human, tamat in Arabic literally refers to the first cycle of a woman when she bleeds. So nobody had deflowered them untouched. I'm not exaggerating how beautiful they are. كَأَنَّهُنَّ الْيَاقُوتُ وَالْمَرْجَانِ Allah says, they are like rubies, they are like pearls. And then you say, Shaykh, Turkish delights. No, not that sweet delights, that other delights. The brother said, I was making tawaf of the Kaaba. And then he said, I'm looking at the noor on the Turkish woman, man. Allahu Akbar. The noor on the Kaaba you cannot see. Relax, my brother, man. Be real, man. No, the way you're making that tawaf and that noor, man. You know what? Allahu Akbar. I'm saying, Ya Allah, what will be Jannat if you've given this Turkish delights here, this noor? I'm not saying, my Allah is saying, there are rubies, there are pearls. And what Allah says, Al-jaza'u al-ihsani illa al-ihsan. It's only fair, if you're good, I'll be good to you. I'm giving you a loose translation. It's only fair, you're good, I'll be good to you. You know when a boy does and he delivers, then the father says, listen, my son, this is your car. And I promise you, not with a heavy heart, it's my joy to give you this car. It's my pride. The money Allah gave me and the way you've delivered, I'm a happy father buying you this year. And may Allah make the youth of today that can take with happiness, with goodness, because in that is barakat. وَمِن دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَانِ. Just run you closely through this year, because we're just running through this paradise here. وَمِن slightly lower than them. So that's the upper level. This is in Bayanul Quran. This is slightly lower. Another Jannah. مُدْهَمَّتَانِ. Idhamma yadhammu idhimam in Arabic means dark black. So it would be dark green, which would appear black immediately, but then at a closer look, at a cursory look, it would look black, and then at a closer look, you will realize these orchards are dark green. Fihima aynani nadakhatan. There's these springs of water gushing forth. Now imagine how serene, how soothing, how tranquil, how therapeutic this is. The sound of water, water gushing. The bedding on which you're reclining is of silk. The fruit is around you. Your Lord is pleased with you. The damsels of paradise are around you. Sing in a way the song of Jannah. Ala wa nahnu al-khalidatu fala namutu abada. Wa nahnu al-na'imatu fala nab'asu abada. Wa nahnu al-muqimatu fala narhalu abada. Tuba liman kana lana wa kunna lahu wiyya forever. We're not going to ditch you. We're happy. We won't be moody. I'm making my translation. Right? We're not going to be temperamental. I quote this, been quoting it often in my talks. Behind every successful man, there's a woman. And behind every angry woman, there's a man who doesn't know what I did wrong now. Behind every successful man, there's a woman. And behind every angry man, behind every angry woman, is a man who doesn't know what I did wrong now. It's like, run your mind, apply your thoughts. Walking. What's with your mother? Okay. All right. Give us salams. Ala wa nahnu al-khalidatu fala namutu abada. Doc, my husband popped a pill by mistake. He took a panado by mistake. Don't let him waste a panado. Do what you're good at. Give him a headache. Fihima fakihatun wa nakhlun wa rumman. Oh my Allah, make jannah a reality. Fihima fakihatun, this fruit. We've got dates. We've got pomegranates. Which bounty of your Lord you deny? Fihinna khayratun hisan. You see how Hakim al-Ummah translates this. Khub surat, khub sirat. We've got women who are most attractive and most respectful. You know, like I say, women can be very beautiful, but if a tongue, you lose the beauty. You say, my wife, she dresses to kill, and she cooks in the same way. My wife, she dresses to kill, man. The food in the same way also, man. I better balance my act out here because you guys aren't going to want me back here. It's all right. Who cares? Fihinna khayratun hisan. Fihinna khayratun hisan. Allah says, they will be striking in their appearance, sublime in their character. Polite. The hadith says that when the targhib, when they'll come to the door of Jannah and the knock will come, the hoors will instinctively know which their partner is. There will be no confusion. They will stand up with joy and give off a scream which will be like the starters of Jannah. لَوْ أَنَّ بَنَانًا مِّن بَنَانِهَا بَدَى. As they walk in, then the damsel will embrace her husband. لَوْ أَنَّ بَنَانًا مِّن بَنَانِهَا بَدَى لَغَلَبَ دَوْءُهُ دَوْءَ الشَّمْسِ. Leave her hand. If the, not the finger, the fingertip gets exposed, it will outshine the sun. The hadith of Bukhari, وَلَنَصِيفُهَا عَلَى رَأْسِهَا خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. Not her hair, and when she dangles her hair. So you parked at the traffic light, and this woman, sister, you know what, you're making it difficult for my fast, man. Please, really, though, drop that shades and carry on driving, man. You know, I got to look forward, and yeah, please, drive.
Not her hair, the scarf on her hair will have a greater attraction than this world and all its beauty. Will have a greater attraction than this world. And فِيهِنَّ خَيْرَاتٌ حِسَانٌ حُورٌ مَقْصُورَاتٌ فِي الْخِيَامِ, well guarded in their pavilions, which will have no doors or windows, so they don't allow for any suspicion for you to think someone was visiting her. On your arrival, doors will be created and you'll be the first man to enter in there. And then Allah mentions here in Surah, this is just like, I'm, you know, touching the surface. Again, I'm saying, my brother, this is the Quran. Like, Allah, I read this so many years, I didn't know this. I don't know what it is. Imagine the time when we go in the shopping aisle and then we shop and the child asks, you say, no, leave this, we got this at home. No, leave this, we'll get this for you. When will the time come? No, leave this, we've got better in Jannah. Leave this, Allah has prepared like this for us in Akhirah. Allah says, مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَيْهَا مُتَقَابِلِينَ, they will be sitting facing one another. 3 minutes and I wrap up inshallah. بِأَكْوَابٍ وَأَبَارِيقٍ, vessels, and they will have the jugs of Jannah. وَكَأْسٍ مِّن مَعِينٍ, and they will have glasses from the spring of Jannah. عَيْنًا فِيهَا تُسَمَّى سَلْسَبِيلًا, there will be the spring of Salsabil. Then مِزَاجُهُ مِن تَسْنِيم, the spring of Tasneem. Then what? One verse Allah says, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ يَشْرَبُونَ, the pious will drink. Then another verse Allah says, that يُسْقَوْن, in Surah Al-Dahr, the angels will give them to drink. And then the highest level, Allah will say, they won't drink, the angels won't give, I will feed them. They say, "Bhai, what happened? We got married, what you ate?" Say, "No, it was the same food. But Sheikh, she gave me the morsel, my brother." You know what I mean? That was tasting different. And that wasn't statement, that was something else. Huh? You know what? When she put that morsel in my mouth, my brother, yeah, that was like drink in. And everything, status means everything in one. وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ, Allah said, I will give you. The ulama say, we don't visualize this. We don't create an imagination because Allah is free from organs and limbs. But the literal translation, verbatim, Allah will give them to drink pure drink. And then what will Allah say? إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ لَكُمْ جَزَاءً, this is just to reward you for what you did. And I just want to let you know, we appreciate all your worship. You know when you call up an employee, already he's panicking. One brother was telling me, give me some advice. I said, listen, you don't ever tell an employee I'll speak to you tomorrow. He doesn't sleep for 24 hours. You tell him now and you call him then. Because now you like, then he comes next day, oh, I told you. It's all right, nothing, man. I'll talk to you later. No. You're leaving the man in suspense. You're leaving the man uneasy. He doesn't know if his job is on the line. He doesn't know what to think. He doesn't know what to think. And for you, inadvertently, you're exploiting authority. So, understand the richness of the statement here. وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا. إِنَّ هَذَا, you called that employee and said, listen, this is just a bonus. I just want to tell you, we've been watching you and we're very happy with what you do. What does that do to him? You call up a student and you say, listen, you've achieved well. The literal translation, we want to tell you, your efforts, your toiling, your endeavors was well appreciated. The last verse of the fifth juz, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا, your Allah is one who appreciates. The 22nd juz, Surah Fatir, when the dwellers of Jannah will enter Jannah, their first statement is so great that this whole world can't offer it to us. When they will just enter inside, the first statement, Alhamdulillah الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنَّ الْحَزَنِ, oh, this is so nice, now there's no more depression. You know, the men, women were talking, men obviously talking like what we say, women are saying, so nice, we don't have to cook. I say, okay, it's nice, you're going to be excited, you don't have to cook. Like, there's more things to be excited about, but if it's exciting to me that you don't have to cook, Alhamdulillah, that's a good excitement. Whatever excites you, good luck. Speak to children, we'll have toys, we'll have this, whatever excites you, it's all open. The Quran says, the first statement they will say, so nice, there's no depression, there's no sadness. And then they will say, إِنَّ رَبَّنَا لَغَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ, our Allah is one who really appreciates. Then they will tell Allah, the narration of Targhib, Allah, we love what you gave us, but we don't deserve it. Can we just renew our worship and servitude by offering a prayer and prostration to add to our gratitude, to say like, we love what we give. You know, a person, you give someone a handsome gift, he says, no man, I don't really deserve it. Okay, give it back. No, I'll keep it. But what I mean is like, I'm not like that, but ish, yeah. What I mean is I don't deserve it. Okay, then, no, I'm, yeah. What?
Or I'm just trying to tell you nicely that, you know what, I appreciate what you gave, but how dare you take it away. Huh? Oh Allah, I love what you've given us, but I don't deserve this, my Allah. Can I drop in prostration and renew my gratitude and my servitude, the narration of Targheeb. Allah will say, oh my servant, today your demographics have changed. You don't only appear in the capacity of a servant.
Wa sallallahu wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Jazakallah khair.
Out of the billions of people on the globe, you selected us with Iman, Allah. Allah, if we didn't believe in you, we could probably be an atheist or an agnostic, Allah. Our life could be in a club or a pub, Allah. Allah, we are grateful that we are among those that recognize you, Allah. When we see the happenings of this world, we realize there is a power above, there's a sovereign being, Allah, and that is you, O Allah. Allah, we don't know where to begin thanking you for Iman, Allah. Preserve our faith. Preserve the faith of our children, O Allah. Preserve the faith of generations till Qiyamah, Allah. We're living in turbulent times, Allah. We're living in rocky times, Allah. People are out there to snatch and usurp our faith. Allah, preserve our Iman. Allah, we've become protective and possessive over the amenities of this world. Make us protective over our Iman, Allah. Allah, we've become casual with our Iman. We've become very protective with every other asset of ours, Allah. You protect and preserve our Iman, O Allah. O Allah, we are grateful to you for allowing us, enabling us to observe the fast in the month of Ramadan, to offer the nocturnal prayer, to stand in Qiyam for the month of Ramadan, Allah. We beg you, we beseech you, we implore you, O Allah, to please accept our humble ibadah, O Allah. O Allah, at this time, give or take, Allah, millions of Muslims will be completing the Quran, Allah, and hundreds and thousands of people will be raising their hands before you, Allah. Allah, you are so powerful, you are so mighty, Allah. Allah, you are not in need of anyone's worship, Allah. Allah, but it is your declaration that you are fair and you are just and you are kind and you are merciful, Allah, and you are looking for an excuse. We beg you, O Allah, accept all our humble, feeble and meager worship, O Allah. O Allah, grant us the true connection with the Quran. Grant us the true love of the Quran. O Allah, through the blessedness of this gathering, Allah, free us and wean us of all our vices, O Allah. O Allah, make sin repugnant in our eyes, Allah. At this stage, Allah, it is beloved to us. We love it, we indulge in it, we immerse ourselves in it, O Allah. Make it dislike to us, Allah. Let us abhor sin, Allah. Let us despise sin. Let it be repugnant to us, O Allah. O Allah, give us the true love of Quran. Those of us that you have given the ability to read the Quran, give us the ability to take our time and understand the Quran. Give us the time, give us the ability to implement the injunctions of the Quran. O Allah, as we complete and we enter into the sacred day of Eid, O Allah, and we have this meeting and greeting, O Allah, let it be true and sincere, Allah. Allah, clean our hearts from malice and rancor and jealousy and antagonism, Allah. Allah, we cannot see the good of others, no longer desire the good of others, nor can we facilitate good for others, Allah. We've become so jealous, Allah, we cannot even see the virtues of others, never mind the material accomplishments of others, Allah. Somebody excels in us in anything, Allah, it hurts us, it injures us, it violates us. Allah, give us clean thoughts, give us clean hearts, give us pure minds, O Allah. O Allah, wherever the Muslims are suffering, those that are languishing in jails innocently, Allah, you grant them deliverance, O Allah. You grant them ease and you liberate them, O Allah. Allah, those that are in poverty, those that are in penury, those that are in living below the breadline, you make divine arrangements for their sustenance, O Allah. Allah, give us the ability to spend on them as you have spent on us lavishly, Allah. Allah, you have favored us. We beg you, Allah, don't pull the plug on us, Allah. Allah, don't pull the plug on us. Allah, if we don't pay our utility bill, they cut our electricity. Allah, we've never paid the due of our eyes, Allah. We can only beg you, don't snatch our vision, Allah. Allah, we've never paid the due of our ears. Nay, we've abused it, Allah, perpetually, Allah. Yet you've given us and you've restored and preserved our hearing ability. Allahumma la tanzi' minna saliha ma a'taytana. Allah, we say to you what Nabi alayhi salam said, don't seize, don't snatch the bounties and the abilities that you have given us, Allah. Allah, save us from all chronic conditions, save us from all sicknesses. Allah, save us from sudden death. Allah, save us from all strange diagnoses, O Allah. Those amongst us that are ailing, Allah, divinely give them shifa, Allah. Divinely give them shifa, Allah. Allah, you are not restricted by the system and the diagnosis and the prognosis and the setup of the medical world, Allah. You are above that, Allah. You are above that, Allah. miraculously give them shifa, Allah. And if in your wisdom, Allah, out of your complete knowledge, you have decreed a perpetual and a chronic and a terminal condition for any person, Allah, then give him sabr, Allah. Give him sabr, Allah. Allah, those of our unions that do not have children, bless them with children, Allah. Those of our children that are rebellious, make them obedient, Allah. And again, Allah, if you have not decreed offspring for a union, Allah, give them satisfaction on your decree, Allah. Allah, give us the ability to embrace what you decree for us, O Allah. Allah, give us good thoughts of you, Allah. Flush and clean our heart and our minds of negativity, O Allah. Allah, those marriages that are going through bickering, through discord, through misunderstanding, those individuals guilty of disloyalty, infidelity, Allah, you bring loyalty and modesty and bashfulness in that relation, Allah. Allah, you restore those relations, O Allah. Allah, those that are living in having difficulty financially, Allah, you give them good halal sustenance, Allah. Give them halal sustenance. Allah, give us contentment. Our greed has paralyzed us, Allah. Allah, our greed has paralyzed us, Allah. We just wanting to accumulate and amass more and more and more. Allah, time is running out. The clock is ticking. Young are going. Healthy are going. Able are going, Allah. I bury someone today. Next day my routine is the same, my Allah. Next day my activity is the same, if not the same day, Allah. Allah, guide us, Allah. Guide us, Allah. Allah, save our youth from their pride, from their arrogance, from the scourge of drugs, from the scourge of infidelity, Allah. Allah, make them obedient, Allah. Make them obedient. Allah, we say to you what the pious servants say, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ. Allah, make our children the coolness of our eyes. Allah, we ask you, not because you don't know the desires of our heart. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ مَا نُخْفِي وَمَا نُعْلِنُ. You know better what our heart desires than what our tongues can reveal, Allah. But surely you have told us to ask you, hence we ask you, Allah. Allah, we implore you because you have instructed us to implore you, Allah. Allah, our Prophet has told us we must be optimistic of acceptance. Allah, with the greatest of hopes, we raise our hands to you, Allah. Allah, with the greatest of hopes, Allah, we are optimistic you will not decline. Allah, you are above law. Allah, no law applies to you. You are the sovereign being, Allah. You are the absolute. As you have declared in the Quran, لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلُ وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ. That nobody can question you. Allah, if you forgive us today and we don't deserve that forgiveness, you're not answerable to a supreme authority, Allah. Allah, nobody checks on you, Allah. Allah, nobody does a balance on you, Allah. Allah, you don't have to refer to anyone. If we forgive some undeserving person or we endorse a document, Allah, this protocol, this bureaucracy, this transparency, Allah, you have declared in the Quran, وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقْبَاهَا. You don't fear how your creation interprets your decisions, Allah. You have declared in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ يَحْكُمْ لَا مُعَقِّبَ لِحُكْمِهِ. وَاللَّهُ يَحْكُمْ لَا مُعَقِّبَ لِحُكْمِهِ. You have declared that you have the power to override every decision, and nobody has the rights to ever override your decision, Allah. Allah, your decision is supreme. هو الأول, you are the first. الآخر, the ultimate. الظاهر, the most apparent. الباطن, the most hidden. هو معكم أينما كنتم. Allah, you are watchful over us. تولج الليل في النهار. You enter the night into the day. You enter the day into the night. تعز من تشاء. تذل من تشاء. Allah, with our eyes we see the political landscape. You give honor to whomsoever you wish. You give disgrace to whomsoever you wish. Allah, we are grateful to you. You have given us iman. As you have told us in the Quran, challenges are for the believers and the disbelievers, for the noble and the wicked, for the pious and the irreligious. But as believers, Allah, we know that there is a life that is to come, and that is the life of Akhirah. Allah, give us true love of your deen, Allah. Allah, make us true ambassadors of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah. Let us not resist the hostility that is throwing out against us. Let us embrace the hostility, Allah. Allah, let us not resist it, let us embrace it. As we are told, Allah, that one is sabr on difficulty and one is gratitude on difficulty, Allah. Gratitude is even beyond sabr, where you take it with a smiling face, Allah. Allah, we say to you the dua that Sayyidina Nuh said in the Quran, and because of which you turn the entire page of history, Allah. You turn the entire landscape of the world. Surely he was compliant, we are not obedient. But we mimic his words, my Allah, which you have quoted in the Quran. رَبِّ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. Rabbi anni maghloob. Allah, we overpowered. Allah, we tired. Allah, we exhausted. Allah, we depressed. Allah, this child troubled his mother, and the mother is raging and venting, but then he comes and he just drops down, and then that mother would just overpowers, and tears well in her eyes, and she says, after all, it's my child, and she embraces him, and she nurses him, and she pampers him. Allah, we are wicked, my Allah. We are evil, my Allah. We are sinful, my Allah. We have knocked every door other than yours. We have visited every evil venue, Allah. But we drop ourselves at your door and we say to you what Nuh said. Allah, we tired. Allah, we overpowered. Allah, we humiliated. Allah, media against us. Allah, journalism against us. Allah, powers against us. Allah, people against us. Allah, hostility. Allah, we asking you. Allah, you the same, Allah. You haven't changed, we have changed. Your Quran hasn't changed, we have changed. Allah, change the destiny of this ummah. Allah, these eyes have only seen pain and agony, Allah. We've reached such a level we can't even see the carnage of this ummah, leave alone move a finger or do something, Allah. We delete it from our phones because we find it to be too graphic for our kids, Allah. Yet on the other hand, kids have to endure and persevere with us. Allah, we say to you what Musa alayhi salam said, Rabbi ighfir li wa li akhi wa adkhilna fi rahmatik. Allah, forgive me, forgive my siblings and enter us into your mercy. Allah, we say to you what Ayyub said when he was sick. We don't know how to ask you. We are sick, but we will mimic the dua of Ayyub alayhi salam. He said to you, Rabbi anni massani ad-dur. Allah, I am in pain and you are very kind. Allah, we are in pain and you are very kind. Allah, we are in pain and you are very kind. Allah, we say to you what Sayyidina Ibrahim said, Rabbana inni askantu min zurriyati biwadin ghayri dhi zar'in inda baytika al-muharram. Rabbana liyuqimu as-salah. Make our children those who establish prayer. Rabbi ij'alni muqim as-salah. Allah, make me establish prayer. Allah, make me a good father to my son, Allah. Give me a good son to my father, Allah. Make me a good sibling to my fellow brother, Allah. Make me a good neighbor to my neighbor, my Allah. Allah, I have to meet you and I have to die. And I know it's a reality. And I love this world and I'm attached to these things. I say I can die, but at the back of my mind, I feel I won't die now. I'm too young. I'm too healthy. It cannot happen. How is it going to happen? Allah, the same thing that Qarun said, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. My empire, my wealth is as a result of my know-how, my skill and my competence. Allah, we haven't been so flagrant and blatant and brazen to verbalize it, but our body language has been no less, Allah. Our body language, our attitude is the absolute same. I have what I have because I know it all. I know how to press buttons. I know how to do it. Yet we see in Allah empires crumbling. Those who thought they had, as you declared, أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَهْلَكَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنَ الْقُرُونَ. You've destroyed nations upon nations, Allah. Allah, we say to you the dua of the pious, رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادِيًا يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ فَآمَنَّا. Allah, we have brought iman on you. Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana. Allah, forgive our sins. Allah, whole Ramadan went by. We didn't realize our greatest need was forgiveness, Allah. Today we realize that actually we need that from you, Allah. We thought we needed everything else from you, Allah. But now we realize we need forgiveness. Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Allah, make us firm in our commitment to abandon sin, Allah. Allah, save us from the attitude that we are superior to others, Allah. Allah, bless us with humility, Allah. Allah, bless us with humility in our walk, Allah. Let us eat with humility. Allah, give us pure earnings, Allah. Allah, take us away from doubtful, unlawful, haram rizq, O Allah. Allah, these ripple effects of haram earnings has polluted, contaminated, it has brought discord in our marriage, it has made our children rebellious, haram has nourished their bodies, it has just had catastrophic results on the entire community, Allah. وَلَا تُذْهِبْ بِإِلَىٰ شَيْءٍ صَرَّفْتَهُ عَنَّا. Let not our hearts yearn or incline or hanker for something which you have diverted from us, Allah. Allah, if you have diverted a proposal, give us satisfaction. If you have diverted a deal, give us satisfaction. If you have cancelled a safar, give us satisfaction. Allah, we are living in anxiety. Allah, we are living uneasy, Allah. Allah, we are living in constant fear, Allah. The best of us that has everything, Allah, even they are living in pain and agony, Allah. Allah, make us your beloveds, Allah. Allah, it's just been too long. This night has been too long, Allah. Allah, there's just no glow on the horizons, Allah. There isn't a beacon of light, Allah. It's just darkness upon darkness, Allah. After the prolonged nights of winter, Allah, let the sun rise, Allah. Allah, let the sun rise. Let us see some glimmer of hope in our direction, Allah. Allah, so many of our youth are caught up in these drugs, Allah. It has brought so much misery to parents, Allah. Parents are tossing and turning, Allah. Bring relief to them, Allah. Allah, there are evil people that have cast, Allah, witchcraft on others, Allah. You stop the hands of those that are casting witchcraft, Allah. Allah, those that are possessed by demons, Allah, and it has brought misery to those homes, Allah. It has toppled the joy of that home. Allah, you bring happiness and bliss, Allah. Allah, as you cured your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Labid bin Asam had made magic and witchcraft on Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, you cure every person who has been a victim of any witchcraft or been possessed by any demon, Allah. Surely the jinn is your creation. Sihr is something that is not above you, Allah. You are above everything, Allah. As it's declared in the Quran, وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُولَ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. That none can harm us until you don't allow it, Allah. So we don't consider any power to be greater than you, Allah. Your power is absolute, Allah. Allah, you protect our youth, Allah. Our youth are now being gripped with so many fitnas, Allah. The fitna of one youngster, Allah, inclining to the same gender, Allah. Allah, how many a youth have cried to me with this problem, Allah? How many a youth have come and knocked my door, Allah, and they have asked me for dua, and you know exactly who I am referring to, you know their conditions, Allah. How many a parents have phoned me and cried their heart out to me and said, make dua for my children, that this is their problem. Allah, you give us the sane inclinations. Allah, you give us noble thoughts. Allah, Allah, where has this ummah strayed, Allah? Allah, we haven't taken one exit off the main road and just have to take a U-turn. We've been off the mark by thousands of miles and kilometers, Allah. We are now lost, Allah. يَتِيهُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ حَيْرَانِ يَتِيهُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ حَيْرَانِ. Allah, we are living in that era which your Habib said, that such fitnas will come that even the intellectual will be left perplexed, Allah. Allah, you make it easy for the entire ummah, oh Allah. Oh Allah, in this world we try to be in the good books of many people. Today we ask in you, we want to be in your good books, oh Allah. Allah, we want to be in good terms with you, Allah. Allah, it's just been too long without you, Allah. Allah, it's gone lonely. Allah, we're restless. Allah, we're miserable. Allah, I'm uneasy. A patient presents to a doctor. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm just breaking up with the sweat. I'm irritable. Allah, I'm lost without you, my Allah. Allah, I'm lost without you, Allah. Allah, you comfort us, Allah. Allah, you become our anis. You become our the one who gives us comfort, Allah. Allah, when it is time for us to leave this world, Allah, let us leave a legacy of virtue, Allah. Let us delete and erase the trail of evil, Allah. Allah, let us think about our grave, Allah. Allah, let us prepare for our grave, Allah. Let us introspect about our grave, oh Allah. Allah, let us leave behind adequate for our grave and for our children to prepare for their grave, oh Allah. اللهم ارحمنا إذا أدخلنا القبور ووارانا التراب وتركنا الأهل والعيال. Oh Allah, we ask from you all the good that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had asked from you, Allah. And we ask thy protection against all the evils from which Nabi alayhi salam had asked protection, Allah. Allah, many people had requested us today and during the month of Ramadan to make dua for them. Allah, they think noble of us, but you know better. Make us better than what they think of us and forgive us for what they don't know about us, oh Allah. Allah, each person who had requested us and requested the entire congregation for whatever his du'as, desires, legitimate aspirations, Allah, we beg you, we beseech you, fulfill it, oh Allah. Allah, give us your closeness, give us your muhabbat, give us your recognition, Allah. Allah, we've lost tears, Allah. Allah, we cannot cry anymore, Allah. Allah, we see carnage, we see brutality. No tears can come in our eyes. We read the whole Quran, we don't cry once, Allah. Allah, we make dua, we never cry. Allah, our hearts have become hard, my Allah. Our hearts have become hard. We just cannot cry, Allah, we cannot cry. Little pain, we cry. Little material harm, and we cry, Allah. Little challenges of this world, and we cry. Little difficulties, and we think the world negative against you. Allah, soften our hearts, Allah, soften our hearts, soften our hearts. We sleep in comfort, people across the road don't have shelter. We sleep comfortably, it doesn't bother us, Allah, it doesn't bother us. The man working in our house, Allah, has nothing. He goes back to a cold home, Allah. We sleep in absolute comfort. Allah, our hearts have become hard. We've lost our humanness. You've said in the Quran, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَٰلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَىٰ. Then their hearts became hard like rocks, and it became like boulders, and it became worse than boulders. Allah, we are the living statistics of this ayah, Allah. Allah, soften our hearts. Allah, give us softness. Let us cry to you, Allah. Let us talk to you. Allah, give us the pleasure of munajat. We just want to chat with you. People can peruse porn for hours. The night is young. People can listen to commentary in every ball, and they get intrigued with every development, Allah. But 10 minutes of dua is too long for us. 5 minutes of salah is too long for us, Allah. Allah, please change our priorities. Change our pleasures, Allah. Change it, Allah. Allah, if you are happy with us, regardless of the positive or the negative challenges in our life will be smooth sailing, my Allah. Allah, we just, when we die and we come before you, and it will be decay, اقرأ كتابك, read your book. كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Today you will be a judge to yourself. Let it be amongst those people that the Prophet of Allah said, Tuba liman wajada fi sahifatihi istighfaran kathira. That when we browse through that book of ours, Allah, the book that we have authored, yet we will be reading it ourselves, Allah. Allah, make it that we don't find zina there, we don't find theft there, we don't find cheating there. We find obedience, we find zikr, we find modesty, we find serving. Allah, give us the ability to do good actions secretly, Allah. Allah, let us do it secretly, Allah. Allah, you watching, my Allah. يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Nobody can hide from you. مَا يَكُونُ مِنْ نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ سَادِسُهُمْ وَلَا أَدْنَى مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْثَرُ إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ. You said, if two are sitting, you the third. If three are sitting, you the fourth. If four are sitting, you the fifth, Allah. Allah, we conclude by the dua that the brothers of Yusuf said to Yusuf when they begged for the kindness of the king. They said, O king, we've come to you. Our bowls are empty. We've presented to you money that is nothing other than fake notes. It is counterfeit. But we are looking more at your mercy than our money. Allah, we've presented actions to you. وَجِئْنَا بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَاتٍ. Allah, this fast, as a human, I wouldn't accept it, Allah, as much as I need it, Allah. Sometimes I need a favor, but if a man is arrogant, Allah, I don't take the favor because my pride doesn't allow me. Why? The attitude is not right. Allah, you don't need the fast, and then the attitude is not right. How are you going to accept it, Allah? You told us in the Quran, أَنْفِقُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ. I don't need your wealth. Have the dignity to spend the best. Perhaps I will accept it. Allah, you don't need it, Allah. I haven't spent the best. I haven't given you the best, Allah. But where else do I go, my Allah? Where else? Allah, you are supreme. You are above everything, Allah. Allah, you reject me and I'm back at your door, Allah. You are true. Islam is true. Your Quran is true. I have no doubt on your deen, Allah. I don't have a shadow of doubt. Islam is the absolute, my Allah. It came as a confirmation and a culmination of every divine scripture. Those of us that have apprehensions, reservations, doubt, ambiguity, uncertainty, in any order of yours, Allah, flush it out now, my Allah. Flush it out now. Allah, give us absolute conviction. Our children that are grappling, our women folk that have issues, whoever amongst us has issues on any order of deen, clear it out, Allah. Allah, we believe in you with certainty. We believe in you with sound proof. We believe in you with reason. We believe in you with logic. We believe in you with conviction. We don't have doubt. You are absolute. We cannot see you, but your power is loud and manifest. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu 'abduka wa nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharrin masta'adaka minhu 'abduka wa nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Antal musta'an wa 'alaykal balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyil 'azhim. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin walhamdulillahi.